Hello once again, and welcome to the Sports Events and Entertainment Network brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm your host, Catherine Nero. And today, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about sports, of course, here on the podcast, but we're pulling back the curtain today on the how of these organizations. We've been to conferences, we've been to events that are amazing, but have you ever thought about what's happening behind the scenes to get those events to that position? Today, we're going to talk to some of those people, two of those experts who make that happen. Trish Quillen, Vice President of Global Accounts for Conference Direct, and Dharmesh Dayabai, CMO and co-founder of Resiata. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Trish, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your team, and what you do there at Conference Direct.
Well, I'm Trish Quillen, as you mentioned, and thank you so much for having us here today. I've been with Conference Direct for about 17 years. That's crazy how time flies. But Conference Direct is a global full-service events and conference company that handle anything from sourcing, registration, housing, to management, sponsorship, mobile apps. And you can cherry pick from the services that you need support with. So I've had the privilege of supporting Sports CTA since 2021 with their sourcing and contracting. And this is the first year we've supported the symposium as the first of a few of their events from a housing perspective in partnership with Resiata. And it's been a seamless experience. Conference Direct, I mean, we surround ourselves with the best of the best, and we have vetted and chosen Resiata as one of the best housing companies to support our clients.
That is a perfect segue to find out a little bit more about Dharmesh as well at Resiata. Dharmesh?
Yeah, thank you very much. Pleasure to connect. And Resiata, well, we started Resiata in 2018. I've been a founder for Eventech since 1999, which is a really long time. And we started that journey through event management and event technology platforms. And Resiata was born from that because customers are like, how do we manage room blocks better? Mm-hmm. So we built it. We built it with SaaS in mind. So customers have the ability to create their own events, manage their own events, but they don't have to feel left alone because with great product comes great service. So we have great service to pair up as well. So Resiata really focuses on providing excellent group management from sports to conferences to large conventions, even corporate. And one of the things that differentiates us is that we have built it based on customer feedback. And it's just beautiful to use from a front-end perspective, which is really nice. And from a back-end, you get all the reports and all the bells and all the whistles to make really good decisions when you need to make the right decision. So we were like the Airbnb for group block management. So
there you go. Now it's all wrapped up. We get it. But this is, it's so interesting on both of your organizations. So often we see that end result and, you know, the sports industry, the billions of dollars that are spent on sporting events from everything from Little League all the way up to national championships and professional events and the Super Bowl. None of that gets done without what you guys are doing. And so I'm curious, especially for you, Dharmesh, creating Resiata, what did you see that you're like, wait, this can be better? I see a hole in the industry I can fill.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the biggest thing for us that signposted us to move forward with this thesis, I would say, was there was a case where attrition was a big problem for contracted blocks, so to speak. And a lot of customers were having attrition. They were running into getting a different link from each hotel separately. There isn't a singular portal that allowed folks to see all that data in real time to make sure they have the ability to make real-time decisions to say, hey, this is an overperforming block. Let's pause that. Let's increase the underperforming block. Let's put some more resourcing into that so it has more visibility. So that kind of stuff really helped streamline the customer's experience, but also why Resiata was relevant. The second piece of it is every platform that was out there at that time and now is they just looked basic. There wasn't anything special about it. There wasn't anything that tied the brand to that, to the workflow, where it created a seamless experience from ticketing to registration. So with our platform, we've enabled that customization and flexibility, but then also keeping in mind that there is facets for revenue generation as well, because we all want to make extra money.
Sure.
And that platform allows that to happen through sponsorships and markups and et cetera. And the pair up here with Trish is with her sourcing and contracting processes that she has in play, the platform really, really ties in well to accommodate some of that stuff already.
Trish, you mentioned the 17 years you've spent there. What are you seeing now as far as trends that the rest of the industry would be interested in?
Well, I'd say that we do a lot of market analysis in order to be able to deliver data to our clients. So we do kind of a state of the nation on a regular basis. So some of the trends I'm seeing, 53% of first-tier city business is considering moving to secondary and tertiary markets to reduce costs. So this is of importance to rights holders because that's the markets that they're looking at booking their events. So in addition, the booking windows are lengthening in order to find the right venue that for their desires. In 2023, hotel staffing seemed to be mostly recovered, but pricing is a huge issue. And we see that from AV to food and beverage. I mean, we've all gone to the grocery store and done some grocery shopping lately. We see, holy cow, like the bills, they're getting up there. So that's going to impact the event. Rising prices put pressure on the delivery of a high quality event. Hotels are becoming more selective to get the best fit for their properties with today's, higher group demand, hotels can be more discerning on who they're willing to take on. We also see sustainability, digital engagement, but what's of interest is 60% agree that diversity, equity, and inclusion as an attendee, their well-being is kind of the top two trends influencing events right now, and it may determine what type of destinations that they're booking. But just to touch on Conference Direct as a whole, I mean, we represent a lot of business. In 2023 alone, we had over 4,400 global clients securing over 14,000 events, 4.5 million room nights booked per year. So we certainly have strong relationships with CVBs and hotel partners, and we're working through these challenges on behalf of our clients, leveraging our reputation in the industry and our buying power.
That's
I think,
fascinating. And I'm sorry, Dharmesh, go ahead.
yeah, I just want to add to that. I know we do a lot of work with Conference Direct, and one of the things to note is there's also a big pulse that Conference Direct has out there because of the reach that they have and the customers that interact with them. There's an immediate pulse on seeing how if things are trending up or trending down or stagnant. So that's really, really big as well. And yeah, so that's quite a big benefit.
I'd say from a sourcing perspective too, I mean, we don't approach any one specific event as a cookie cut. Like it's really understanding what are the needs of the sporting event, the protection that they need, their bottom line, what they're focused on, and we customize our sourcing and contracting, specifically for that event, not cookie cut.
And that's important, especially with that extensive history that you guys have there, and the partnership alone. And speaking of that partnership, Trish, you mentioned the partnership with Sports ETA. Dharmesh, let's learn a little bit more about the partnership and what you're doing with Sports ETA.
Yeah, for Sports ETA, we're sponsoring the room booking process, the booking process online, from start to finish. It's clean, it's branded, it's seamless. It's all tied into all the contracts that Trish's company and herself have negotiated to make sure that there's a good pulse on that. In addition to that, some of the services that we've paired up is full service attendee support, and also the back end reporting side of things as well. So we're providing a full service scope essentially.
And I'd really encourage anyone to reach out. I'm going to put her on the spot here, Janice Brady with Sports ETA, and get her personal experience just from what they used to deal with to what, how it was with Conference Direct and Resiata involved. She'd be a great unbiased kind of feedback for you.
Speaking of which, I mean, having done this for a length of time, what do you hear from the folks that you work with, either one of you, about the difference between the way they were doing it before, which was probably very hodgepodge and kind of melded together, to the way you guys have taken it on and made it seamless?
Yeah, from go ahead, Trish.
No, you go for it.
Yeah, from a platform perspective and a service perspective, it's taken a lot of the weight off the shoulders, to be honest. It's allowed for a more premium experience from a booking standpoint, where the attendee feels like, wow, I'm actually going to a great event. This is fantastic. They're not being dished out to Expedia kind of experience, so to speak. So that's been really nice. And then from a customer standpoint, what's been really great is the immediacy of information that's there. No more Excel sheets, right? No more, hey, hotel, please send me your reports on a weekly basis and trying to do an analysis that way. Everything's at the fingertips. So there's a lot of time savings that have occurred now, which is really great, especially with the trend that where people are booking closer to the event now. There's a lot of stress that's being created. So that immediacy of information is significantly impacted now, which is really great.
Chris?
Yeah, I would say a vast difference in terms of contracting from where they were to where they are now. Certainly, a lot more protection in place, concessions, the bottom line savings overall for them. Obviously, my job is to protect their interest up against hotels and venues. And while, it's a huge desire to have sports CTA in the destination, they're still in a running a business and running a business to make money. And so at the end of the day, my job is to protect Sports CTA up against the hotels, even though they are our partners. It's finding the right fit and certainly been able to mitigate some of their financial damage along the way and now protect it moving forward with just a better written contract, in my personal opinion, but certainly in theirs, I'm sure they will chime that as well.
So, as far as those who watch and listen to this podcast, there are destinations, industry execs, rights holders. Let's talk about those rights holders in particular. What recommendations do you have for them in this capacity for either one of you?
Trish, I'll let you take that one for as a starter.
Okay, well, I would say I have many, but one that I actually see like it's in my face as being a question mark is just their the sequencing issue of RFPing to contracting. I see that as a huge red flag for me. And out of many of the RFPs I've seen recently, it's definitely a glaring concern through a sourcing contracting perspective where I feel I could help. Beyond that, I don't want to get, I can explain more in detail, but I would love to, have some meetings with these rights holders at Marketplace that we've reached out to, and I can get into more specifics about that sequencing issue that I see. And also just we're going to be presenting like Resiata and Conference Direct will be on the Create stage in Marketplace on
Right.
Tuesday, 23rd. So I certainly encourage you to come by and I'll have a lot more information for you.
Yeah. And the other recommendation from our side, from a technology standpoint, integrations are monumental when you're working with different platforms and like ticketing platforms or registration platforms, because those integrations help make decisions better, especially when the data is tied together. The second recommendation is don't look at events as events. Look at them as marketing campaigns. Because at the end of the day, event managers are not event managers. We are event marketeers. So when we start looking at data from a marketing perspective, it does allow us to see it from a different perspective, from a return on investment on retention and growth. So that's something different that we recommend quite a bit for our customers as well.
And as we wrap up, what's next? I mean, I think if we looked back 5, 10 years, we might have thought that this would have been, we would never have even thought about this as a possibility. But what's next in this capacity to make those events easier for the rights holders, for the destinations?
Yeah, I was just having a conversation before this conversation, and it's really tied to how AI can tie into from a data perspective, I would say, to allow customers and clients to get a better grasp on the mundane work that they're doing. Let AI do that work for you. But secondly, also from folks that are making reservations and booking, to have a more curated booking experience that's done for them versus doing repetitive booking tasks as well, which would be great for teams across the board as well, where you don't have to do the mundane invitations or checking in on that stuff. Like AI will help facilitate this stuff in the future significantly. And if we don't do it, then we will be in the category of Windows 3.1, which will
Oh,
be done.
no one wants to be there.
No.
Trish, anything to add?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, what I see in the industry is a lot of green people trying to pull these events together from a sales perspective. And how high up that food chain with those hotels and venues can you go? And when, in order to climb there, you need someone with a very strong relationship with these brands in order to achieve what you're trying to achieve. And I can say, you know, we have a very good reputation within the industry. And I think as rights holders, you need to be recognizing that. And who are you going to partner with to help you get where you need to go?
Fascinating. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see where this all goes in 3, 5, 10 years. Thank
Yeah.
you guys both for joining us so much. Trish Quillen, Vice President of Global Accounts for Conference Direct, and Dharmesh Dayabhai, CMO and co-founder of Resiata. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
And
Pleasure.
thank you guys for watching and listening once again to the Sports Events and Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm your host, Catherine Nero, and we'll see you next time.